We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Tuesday afternoon. We are awaiting word from D.C. on this, what looks to be a $2.5 trillion measure that we're told will stem some of the bleeding. The economy, and based on the promise that that's on its way, you saw the markets up in a huge fashion. I mean, the Dow closing 2,100 points higher today. Biggest gain since 1933, 11%. That is huge. But what about tomorrow? I don't know. We know that this stuff was filled at the last minute with all sorts of outrageous pork, thanks to Nancy Pelosi, the Speaker of the House. Now, a little bit closer to home, we had a whole bunch of spending measures, right, that our House of Delegates and State Senate engaged in. It's a lot of stuff, it seems as if, got the benefit of cover of night. Steve Hainer is with the Thomas Jefferson Institute for Public Policy. This is what he follows: state policy, local policy, all related to taxes, and that all relates to how much money comes out of our pocket. Steve, thanks for being here.
Thank you for inviting me.
Yeah, tell me a little bit. What did we see come out of the gathering up there on Capitol Square a few weeks ago?
Well, you can pretty much pick any topic you want, and it was pretty amazing. And it looked a lot more like the folks in Congress than it used to.
Yes, it did. Oh, yes, it did.
The National Democratic Party is in charge. But I was asked to sit down and try and tally up the tax bills, and I was I even surprised myself when I found 16 of them that have passed, which probably involves more than 16 tax increases. I'm just talking about 16 different bills on different topics. And probably, you know, when it's all said and done, about $2 billion, $2.5 billion, which, again, when you hear what's coming out of Washington, it's interesting. The governor faces some very difficult choices now because it's like 2 weeks the General Assembly left, and it's 2 years later. I mean, things have changed so drastically with the state's finances.
Yes.
He's going to have to cut the budget. He's going to have to look hard at some of the spending in the budget. And I think they need to look through these tax increases again and say, is this really a good idea to do this right now? And in some cases, the answer might be yes. But I think in most cases, the answer is going to be, let's wait.
Yeah,
we'll see. They may not wait. You know.
Yeah, give us some idea. We're talking about 16 different measures to deal with taxes, and given who's in charge, that invariably means increased taxes. So what are some of the things that, if these things remain in place, what are we going to pay more for?
Well, the biggest one clearly are the transportation taxes. There's a big increase in the state gas tax statewide. In some locations, it's going to double by next year. By this time next year, by July 1st of next year, it will double, more than double, the gas tax. The good news for consumers and for the politicians as well is it's happening at a time right now when the prices drop like a rock. So, you know, it'll seem fairly painless, although it's still money out of your pocket that otherwise you would have. And in all honesty, you know, if the governor were to ask me, he has not. But if the governor were to ask me, I'd say, look, here's the question with that, Gov. If VDOT is going to be in a position of spending money, building roads, hiring contractors, and doing its job in August, September, October, November, then yeah, maybe you might want to go ahead and collect this money, because I do think his number one goal, you know, after we get past the health crisis, is going to be getting people back to work.
Right.
And so at least VDOT and the construction projects, if they spend money on construction projects, we'll be putting money back to work. So that's the big one. The other big one statewide is the cigarette tax increase, which, again, hits a small number of people, but it's going to hit them real hard. It doubles the state income tax, state to cigarette tax.
All right. I have to ask, as a non-cigarette smoker, how much is it today?
I think today it is 30 cents a pack, which is $3 a carton, and it's going to 60 cents a pack, or $6 a carton.
Wow.
But in a separate bill, they also told localities they could add another 20 cents or $2 a carton. So that would be $8 a carton between state and local.
Wow.
Again, these are folks, for the most part, I don't smoke either, cigarettes.
Yeah.
But the folks I see buying the cigarette packs they're not usually the richest guy in the grocery store. And I suspect it comes hard out of their paycheck. It's going to be another $8 a carton.
Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. So now you think that there might very well be some reconsideration, you think, on the part of the governor when some of this smoke clears, for him to look and they go, wow, maybe it's not the best time to do that. And the other folks of the House of Delegates and State Senate say, yeah, maybe we need to back off of this.
It'd be nice to hope that. I'm not sure they will. I think they'd be smart to.
Yeah.
And there's a series of local taxes that were not, I mean, they're authorized by the General Assembly, but the counties and the cities have to make up their own mind.
Yeah.
For example, a meals tax. Chesterfield doesn't have a meals tax.
Right.
Well, and the voters turned it down in a referendum. There's only a few counties that have a meals tax because they require a referendum.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now it won't require a referendum. This bill says any county can do it, and any county can go all the way up to 6% on a meals tax without a referendum. Can you imagine anything more stupid than to impose a meals tax in the next 6 months or 8 months?
So,
industry has been hit so hard.
Yeah.
So I can't imagine any locality, even Fairfax or Chesterfield, which are the two big ones,
mm-hmm.
would be crazy enough to do that. But again, it's there, and it's going to be within their rights to do that, just like the cigarette tax is within their rights. And then there's a bunch of small localities that came in one by one asking for a 1 cent increase in the sales tax for local schools.
Mm.
And again, I would not be raising my sales tax in the middle of the next 6 months, 12 months, 18 months as we try to recover. Even if this turns around in the next 6 or 8 weeks, it's going to take a while to come back.
There's no question about it. Steve, I appreciate you being here. That's Steve Hayner. He is with the Thomas Jefferson Policy Institute. He studies taxes that are imposed at a local level, a state level, and we got a lot of bad stuff coming our way. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.